Name of Jesus. Turn with us to the book of 1 Kings tonight, chapter 20. Boy, hey, I feel the presence of God here so bright. Wouldn't be surprised what he might do here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, mighty God.
Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 20. Never thought I'd be evangelizing again. Thought I was in Indiana for the life. Hallelujah. But Brother Earl, he stirred our world up. Hallelujah. Stand with us if you can tonight. 1 Kings chapter 20. Quite a few verses to read. I usually don't read this much. Hey, man, but I want to read this because there's so much stuff in there that we need to hear, I believe. Chapter 20, 1 Kings. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his host together. And there were 32 kings with him and horses and chariots. And he went up and besieged Samaria and warred against it. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city. And said unto him, thus saith Ben-Hadad, thy silver and thy gold is mine, thy wives also, thy children, even the goodliest are mine. And the king of Israel answered and said, my lord, O king, according to thy saying, I am thine and all that I have. And the messengers came again and said, thus speaketh Ben-Hadad, saying, although I have sent unto thee, saying, thou shalt deliver me thy silver and thy gold and thy wives and thy children, yet I will send my servants unto thee tomorrow about this time. They shall search thine house and the houses of thy servants. And it shall be that whatsoever is pleasant in thine eyes, they shall put in their hand and take it away. Then the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, mark, I pray you, and see how this man seeketh mischief. For he sent unto me for my wives, for my children, for my silver, for my gold, and I denied him not. And all the elders and all the people said unto him, hearken not unto him, nor consent. Wherefore he said unto the messengers of Ben-Hadad, tell my lord the king all that thou didst send for thy servant. At first I will do, but this thing I may not do. And the messengers departed and brought him word again. And Ben-Hadad sent unto him and said, the gods do so unto me, and more also, if the dust of Samaria shall suffice for handfuls for all the people that follow me. And the king of Israel answered and said, tell him, let not him that girdeth on his harness boast himself as he putteth it off. And it came to pass, when Ben-Hadad heard this message, as he was drinking, he and the kings in the pavilions, and he said unto his servants, set yourselves in array. And they set themselves in array against the city. And behold, there came a prophet unto Ahab, king of Israel, saying, thus saith the Lord, hast thou seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it into thine hand this day, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. And Ahab said, by whom? And he said, thus saith the Lord, even by the young men of the princes of the provinces. Then he said, who shall order the battle? And he answered, thou. Skip down to verse 20. And they slew every one his man, and the Syrians fled. And Israel pursued them. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, escaped on a horse with the horsemen. The king of Israel went out and smote the horses and chariots and slew the Syrians with a great slaughter. And the prophet came to the king of Israel and said unto him, go strengthen thyself and mark and see what thou doest, for at the return of the year the king of Syria will come up against thee. Verse 23, and the servants of the king of Syria said unto him, their gods are gods of the hills. Therefore, they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. With the help of the Lord, I want to preach on the God of the hills is the God of the valley. Pray with us, dear Heavenly Father. We love you. Thank you for the reading of the Word. Thank you for your Spirit that's here, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray. God, this is what you dealt with our hearts. Lord, we've been praying for this people, God. Some we knew by name. Hallelujah. And some we did not, God. God, I'm praying that you'll move tonight in a mighty way, God. Anoint us, Lord, and touch us, people, Lord. Touch in these altars, God. Lord, help us each and every one. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Church, stand. Amen. The God of the hills is the God of the valley. Amen. You Bible readers know that chapter 20 here is in between the happenings of Elijah's life. Hey man, before chapter 20, Elijah has fled from Jezebel. And at the end of chapter 19, Elijah has found Elisha plowing. And then as you get past chapter 20 into 21, and you find that we read about Naboth's vineyard. Hallelujah. And so this little excerpt of chapter 20 is sort of a deviation off of Elijah's life. And we began to read, hey man, about when the enemy was attacking Ahab, the king of Israel here. And hey man, you know, we've got an enemy of our soul, don't we?
Right, man.
Hey man, that old devil, hey man, he tries his very best to defeat us any way that he can do it. What is his object? What is his mission? He's trying to take everybody he can to hell with him. He's done read the back of the book. He knows how the story ends, and the only way that he feels he can get back at God is to cause people to fail and to fall. Ones that are saved to backslide, become lukewarm. And so he fights against the church. He fights against the sinner. He tries to prevent him from ever getting saved. Amen. From ever trusting in Jesus as his personal Savior. When he fights against a Christian, he tries to threaten to take away his life. He tries to threaten to destroy his family or her family. He wants to destroy you and me. Hallelujah. He would like to weigh us down with cares of this life. He would like for us to be weary. Amen. With the way. He wants us to come under his captivity. And he launches one attack after the other. Amen. Trying to do his very best to defeat. Amen. He takes on the same attitude right here in this text that we read. Hallelujah. If he is defeated, he'll say, your God is the God of the hills. Amen. But I'll come back and fight you when you're in the valley. Hallelujah. How many knows that when you're on the hilltop, it's a little easier to fight the battle than when you're down in the valley.
All right.
Glory to God. When as a kid, we used to play that game, King of the Hill.
Yep.
Amen. Y'all remember playing that, some of you? And hey, man, we got get with my cousins down at Uncle Paul's, and they had a little cellar, little hill there. We'd get on top of that hill and see who could stay on the hill the longest. And I, you know, I was a year or two older than the other ones, and I could hold my own even though I was a little guy. As long as I was on that hill, I could knock them down that hill pretty good. Amen. But you after a little while, amen, they gang up or whatever, and I find myself down at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
And I found out at the bottom of the hill that it was a different battle.
Yeah.
It wasn't as easy to get reconquer the hill. Amen. Because you was having to climb that hill, and you was a little off balance, and you was more dispositioned. You didn't have the, amen, the advantage of being able to just knock them and kick them off of the hill. Amen. And then just go down through there. Hallelujah. You know, it seems that way when we fight spiritual battles.
Yeah.
When I'm on the mountaintop, hallelujah, I'm ready to charge hell with a water pistol. But when I'm in the valley, I said, when I'm in the valley, Brother Tommy, amen, it's more difficult to fight. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Glory to God. Amen. When we're on the mountain, everything's going pretty good, going right. Hey, man, I love living on those mountaintop experiences. Glory to God. But in that valley, in that low life, in that plain life, if you would, hallelujah, things are much harder. Amen. Much more difficult. Amen. Fighting there in the valley. And that's what I'm going to preach here a little bit about, is the God of the hills is also the God of the valley. Glory to God. God's not limited. He's still all powerful.
All right.
Hallelujah. He is still able to save in the midst of a dark world.
Oh,
he's still able to heal in the midst of COVID. Hallelujah. He's still, amen, when we're in the valley, he's able to fight that battle, amen, and give us the victory.
Amen. Yes. Right,
notice some things that happened in our text. Ahab was not doing right. He wasn't living very good at all.
Right.
Glory to God. You know, God cares about you even though you're not living good.
Right.
Even if you're over on the fence rail. He still loves you. He don't love sin.
Right.
Hallelujah. But he still cares about you.
Right.
Even sure. when you've not done the way you know you ought to have done. He still loves you. And still compels you. Amen. And still wants you to call out to him. And he'll still help you if you will call on him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Right. Glory to God. Ahab, here he is. And he's got Benadad, this king that's come out against him. And it's not just Benadad. He's got 32 kings with him. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that don't sound like very good odds.
No.
Amen. 33 kings total that's against you. These 32 are subordinate to Benadad. And Benadad, the king of Syria, has threatened Ahab, demanding all of his money, all of his silver, all of his gold. And then he demands his wives.
Right.
And he demands his children. I don't know about you, I'd had a hard time. Hey man, I might have been willing to give my money.
Come on.
But I would have been willing to give my wife and my girl back there. Hey man, to that wicked king. He's basically wanting, hey man, Ahab to submit himself under his authority. If Ahab gives his wife and his children his silver and his gold and all these other things, hey man, he's going to be submitted under the authority of King Benadad, and he basically will become king number 33. Hallelujah. And the sad part is that Ahab's willing to do it.
Yeah,
glory to God. You know, some people are willing to just throw in the towel and quit.
Yeah,
oh, glory to God. Amen. The enemy was pushing Ahab around.
Yes.
He was pushing him around and going to take everything he had.
All right.
He what he demanded that he had. And I would tell you, the enemy would like to have you tonight.
Right.
And he may be demanding everything that you've got. And if you're not careful, you'll give up ground. You won't stand your ground. Amen. But the reason Ahab is in such a mindset is he's not living for God like he ought to be.
That's right.
He's Amen. Not depending on God like he ought to be.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He knows, though, that Baal's not going to help him.
Right.
I mentioned a while ago, they've already had that experience beforehand.
Yep.
He's already seen that Baal's been discredited by the prophet Elijah.
Yep.
Hallelujah. He knows that Baal's not going to help him out of this situation. Hallelujah. And so, amen, he knows, amen, all of this. And Ahab needed, what he needed to do was to call on God. And what you need to do tonight, if you're in that condition, is to call on God. Glory to God. Got my hand down there too low. Turned her off.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
All right. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
I can't imagine being willing to give my wife up with kids, everything that I had.
Come on,
hey, man, maybe Ahab didn't like Jezebel's bossiness. I don't know. Hallelujah. She was such a wicked woman. Maybe he was willing to give her up. I'm not willing to give mine up, though, to the devil. Amen. If you've got a spouse here tonight, are you willing to give them up? Or are you willing to give up your kids to the old enemy tonight? Hallelujah. Whatever the reason. Amen. Ahab was willing to. Hallelujah. But the devil's never satisfied with just a little. Amen. He wants everything. Amen. Been a dad since messengers and says, I'm also going to send men there tomorrow, and whatever that you is in your home, in your servants' homes, amen, that is delightful in your eyes, amen, they're going to take it.
Yep.
In other words, we're going to make sure that you're subordinate to me.
Blessing.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. That's exactly what the devil would like to do. He would like to ravage through your home. He would like to be able to take everything that makes you happy. Hallelujah. No, Ahab, he talked to the elders, amen, and they said, no, tell him no. Hallelujah. Resist him, amen. Tell him it's not going to happen. Isn't it about time that you stand your ground and say, no, I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to live this way anymore. Amen. God, it will help me if I call on him.
Come on.
Isn't it about time to take war to the enemy?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You can't have my family. I like that old song, This Means War.
Yeah.
Y'all singing around here. You can't have my family. You can't have my breakthrough. Amen. You can't have, hallelujah. Glory to God. Maybe you need to tell the devil no. Amen. And call on God and say, God, whatever I need to do, amen. Don't continue in sin if you're there, but get forgiveness of that sin. Get where you need to be with God. Glory to God, you'll be the God of the hills, and you'll be the God of the valley.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You know, amen, the devil will launch an attack.
Help him.
Right.
He always does.
Oh, yeah. Right.
As soon as Benadad hears Ahab's response, he tells him to prepare for war. Basically, hallelujah. Glory to God. But the Lord was on Ahab's side.
Right.
Verse 13, we read there, behold, there came a prophet unto Ahab, king of Israel, saying, thus saith the Lord, hast thou seen all this great multitude? There's a lot of them. Amen. Hast thou seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it into thine hand this day. It's not going to be a long war. I'm going to do it this day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thou shalt know that I am the Lord. And Ahab, I mean, he sort of taken back. He said, by whom, Lord?
Yeah.
We ain't got that kind of power. Amen. And he said, thus saith the Lord, even by the young men of the princes of the provinces. And then Ahab says, who shall order the battle? And he said, thou, you're going to order this battle. This is your battle. You can't put your battle off on somebody else. Amen. You're the man. You are the person that's got to wage the war. You're the one that's got to call the shots. If Ahab would have sat back and said, I'm not calling them. Amen. God giving the plan. God giving the answers. Amen. But if he'd have sat back, Brother Tommy said, well, I'm not going to get those princes down there. Amen. He would have lost the war.
Yeah.
You've got to do your part.
Yeah.
And God will always do his part.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
232 young men. Aaron boys, if you want to call them that. Young men. They were going to use... He was going to use the weakest to go out there and be the scouts.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then 7,000 armed men. Now that seemed like a pretty big number until you realize it's 7,000 against 32 kings and all their multitude. Glory to God. Amen. Their army was thousands and thousands and thousands. He compared it to the grains of the sand. Amen. On the shore. Hallelujah. I mean, you looked out, amen, and you're talking about chariots and horses and thousands and thousands and thousands of Syrians, amen. But it was an impossibility, amen, for Ahab to defeat him with 7,000 men and 232 Aaron boys. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God was on Ahab's side.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, you may say, my situation is impossible, but with God all things are possible. You may say there's no way it can happen, but with God all things can happen. Glory to God. You may say, but you don't understand. No, what the problem is you don't understand that with God all things are possible. And he's able to be the God of the hills, and he's able to be God of the valleys.
Hallelujah.
The old prophet warned Ahab that Syria would be back later. They had a great victory. Wow. You ever had a great victory?
Yes.
You ever notice right after the victory down the other side of the mountain?
Yeah.
Devil's coming back.
Tommy
knows that.
Amen.
He's not giving up until the trumpet sounds.
Thank you, Lord.
He's not giving up. Glory to God. Glory to God. If he don't show up some, glory to God, I wouldn't even know I say. Hallelujah, because he's going to fight the redeemed. Amen. He's going to fight the, amen, the child of God.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So the prophet warned Ahab, Syria would be back, and it's just going to be later in the year. You might as well get prepared. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not long after you win the battle that the old devil rallies the forces and he comes back again.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. Oh, and later that year, they sure showed up. The Syrians got to talking. Amen. In our text here, hallelujah, said, and the servants of the king of Syria said unto him, their gods are the God of the hills. Therefore, they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain. And surely we will be stronger than they. Hallelujah. The enemy said Israel's God was the God of the hills. But let us fight them down in the plain. Let us get them in the valley. Hallelujah. Has the devil ever told you that? You won the battle last time. But this time the battle's different. This time you're not as strong as you was last time. This time things aren't going as good for you. Come on. As it was last time. Amen. Last time, yeah. Amen. It was the beginning of COVID. But now, amen, that COVID variant is going through everybody. Amen. And that strike of fear that gets a hold of you. Amen. And has gotten a hold of people. Glory to God. But I got news for you. That God is the God of the hills. And he's God of the valley. Hallelujah. Woo! He's still able to move. He's still able to touch. He's still able to heal. He's still able to save. Glory to God. Yes. He's still able to move in your family. He's still able to work miracles.
Yes. Jesus. Jesus.
God of the hills is the God of the valley.
Yeah.
I come here to tell somebody tonight that the God of the hills is the God of the valleys.
Right.
Nothing's too big for God.
That's
right.
Right.
These Syrians trying to limit God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Verse 28, the prophet spoke, said, there came a man of God speaking to the king of Israel, said, thus saith the Lord. This is what he said. Because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not the God of the valleys. Therefore will I deliver all this great multitude into thine hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. They already won the battle early in the year.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. This is the second battle. And the prophet says, just because that the enemy said, amen, that God, amen, is only the God of the hills. Hallelujah. Amen. God's getting ready to show them something. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's no boundaries on God.
No.
Hallelujah. I read about New York City. And when it was found, how many knows New York City is a big city? You may have been there. I was there as a kid one time. That's too big for me. I'm glad I ain't been back. Hallelujah. But it was in its very founding back many, many, many years ago. They, the initial people that started that city and started the, amen, the construction of it, amen, they built 6 or 7 streets for New York City. That's how many streets it had. And their vision was, amen, the city will probably expand. And but they went out as far as and plotted, amen, and said it'll go out as many as 19 streets. We're going to call that Boundary Street. Amen. Boundary Street is the place that we know that New York City could never grow beyond Boundary Street at 19th Street. Hallelujah. Today, amen, there's probably more now. The last time I read, there's 284 streets out from the center now. Hallelujah. Way beyond 19th Boundary Street. Hallelujah. What do you say that for? I'm telling you, God don't have boundaries. Man puts boundaries on God, but God is not, does not have parameters and boundaries. Amen. I thought of how the owner of the Titanic, the owner, if you remember the story, amen, of the Titanic, he wrote, and if they put it in the newspaper, even God couldn't sink this ship. Hallelujah. And on its maiden voyage, amen, that ship went down. I believe it's because somebody put a limit on God. Glory to God, I tell you what, you not put a limit on God, but God's able to go beyond. He's the God of the hills, and he's God of the valley.
Come on.
The penetrated.
Yes, Lord. Lord.
The second slaughter was bigger than the first slaughter.
Thank you.
100,000 footmen, amen, killed in one day.
Yes.
And as they fled to Aphek into the city, and 27,000 men of wall fell on them in Aphek and killed them. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Syrians said that the God of Israel was only the God of the hills.
Right.
Ooh, hallelujah. Right. Amen. With God on our side, we are a majority.
Yes.
Glory to God. I'm glad that I'm enlisted in this army of the Lord.
Praise.
Amen. And in this old wicked day that we live in the midst of uncharted waters that America and this world is in, I'm glad I'm on God's side. I'm glad I'm marching to the beat of the drum of heaven glory.
Hey, come on.
I'm glad that God is still able to bring me up out of the valley. He's able to move in my situation. He's able to move in yours.
Yes.
And the devil's on a rampage. I say, God, the God of the hills and the God of the valleys.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Anybody had any attacks lately by the enemy? Or has it just been the Stidham family and the Alpine church that we pastored for 14 years? I could go down, Brother Jason, it'd probably blow your mind, amen, of the attacks of the enemy, of how he's attacked physically. Thank God we never had anybody that died of COVID, but we had plenty of them in the hospital. Amen. My wife about died of COVID last fall. Got that in October, spent 5 nights in the hospital. Amen. After about 2.5 days, she made a turn for the good. Hallelujah. Thank God she's still here.
Yeah, free.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Hell, devil. Hey, man. You know, back before the month of May. Glory to God, I couldn't even have thought about evangelizing. Hey, man, I had no intention of evangelizing. I always told God, if you deal with me, I want to be your man. I don't want to overstay as a pastor. I don't want to, if you want me to evangelize, I'll evangelize. If you want me to pastor a different church, I'll pastor a different church. If you want me to be a lay member, I'll be a lay member. God, I just want to be in the midst of your will.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We got ready to go down to Florida. Amen. For my daughter's high school graduation. And we was going to go down there, and right on Thursday night I went over to Brother Kyle Hatcher's, and we preached over there for them. And there's a lady come off the platform middle of the service during song service. And a lady we know, she come down praying for my wife, and some of them sisters gathered around her down in the middle of the church there. Hallelujah, Brother Tommy. From that point forward, my wife has begun to get better.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Up to that point since last October. Amen. She couldn't do dishes.
Come on.
And she did 2 or 3 plates. She had to sit down and be shaking all over. Been through therapies and 30 some odd weeks of therapy. Amen. And get the shakes and just walk from the parking lot, from the front parking spots there into the place and be out of breath. Have to take 10-minute break just before they got her on the first machine. Hallelujah. Amen. Just long-term effects and just breathing problems. And amen. And she's still not out of the woods. Hallelujah. But she wasn't able. As long as she's sitting down, she's doing all right. Hallelujah. But she couldn't do washing. And she got a load into the laundry. She was done for the day. That went on from the time she came home in October all the way up to the month of May. And the Lord touched her.
Yes.
Hey, man, and she began to get better. We were on that trip. I didn't know how that trip was going to go. 1,000 miles down there where we was going. Hallelujah. And she was able to make it through. We went to some of the churches down there that we visited. They asked us to preach. And hallelujah. The Lord, hey, man, began to work in her life. And she still got a long ways to go. But the Lord has been giving her strength. Hey, man, we went through a couple of months or so or three. She couldn't even sing at the church. Amen. But she was able usually to get to church, but she wasn't able to do anything else much.
Come on now.
Glory to God.
Oh, yes, but God.
Oh, hallelujah. God started dealing with us about going evangelizing. Hallelujah. He's turned my world upside down. I spent 2 months being her that prayed about it for 2 months. And to make a long story short, the Lord confirmed it. Yes. Hallelujah. I said, I'll go, God. And ever since this COVID thing has got worse and worse, we hear the same reports that we heard from your pastor tonight. We've heard it. And our next door neighbors have got the hospitals are filling up. Hallelujah. I had a good old saint of God from a church that next to us that we fellowship, actually a relative of Trina's. Amen. Said, what are y'all going to do? He didn't even know how bad Trina is. I said, all I know we can do is trust God.
Right.
Hallelujah. I said, I don't know what we're going to face, but he's the one that called us. He's the one that put us there. Hallelujah. I don't know. Maybe we'll go through COVID again. I don't know. Amen. It may die COVID. I don't really know. But I know one thing. I'm going to keep on working. I'm going to keep on going.
Hey, come on.
I'm going to keep on doing what I know to do for God. Why? Because we don't have much time. Amen. And he's the God of the hills, and he's God of the valley. And if we get down in the valley again, he'll still be God.
Yes.
Yes. May not come out like I want it, but it'll come out like he wants it.
That's it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. I just trusted him. Don't tell me I believe I just trusted him.
Glory to God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's God of the hills for you.
Yes, he is.
And he's God of the valleys.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
God's not giving us a spirit of fear.
Blessed be God. Blessed be
Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. He's giving us that spot. All those things, a renewed mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
I tell you what, I feel the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lift your hands and praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You're the God on the mountain.
God in the mountain. Tell you what I'm going to do. You walked on me about long enough.
Thank you, Lord.
Now I'm going to walk on you.
All right.
Lord, you tried to tear me down. You've done about all you could. But take a look. I'm standing here covered by His blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Death will clean this old body one day if the trumpet don't sound first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if it does, the dead Christ shall rise first. Hallelujah. Glory to God when He's coming. Hallelujah. All that's going to matter. If I cross on over to the other shore,
come on,
if I cross over before I get 54 years old at the end of the month, hallelujah, I've just got heaven to look forward to and hell to shine. Glory to God. Why? Because He's the God of the hills and He's God of the valleys. He's able to lift you up and bring you up out of that mighty clay. He's able to save you. He's able to sanctify you, fill you with the Holy Ghost. He's able to provide your very needs.
Come on.
He's able to break your broken home and put it back together.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Holy God.
Yes. I learned that in the valley is the fertile ground.
Yes, it is.
Come on. Yeah.
They usually don't plant corn crops and bean crops up on the hills.
Come on.
Hallelujah. They plant them in the plains.
Yeah.
Where the ground's fertile.
Yeah.
That's where the corn grows.
Yeah.
That's where the beans grow.
Yes, God.
That's where the lily of the valley is.
Yes, He is.
If I never went through anything, I wouldn't know how great He is and able to deliver. If I never faced any troubles in life, I wouldn't know how to tell somebody else that He's the God of the hills and the God of the valleys. If I never faced any hardship, glory to God, anybody can live for God while they're on the mountaintop. But when you're in the valley, I said when you're in the valley, when you're in the valley, that's what's going to separate, amen, those that trust God.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It was in the valley. Y'all remember David and Goliath?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He come down there. I still can't get over that Saul, as big a stature he was afraid of Goliath. I know he's a giant. But I mean, he was God's anointed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jonathan was there, no doubt.
Yeah.
What a man of God. He just slew, him and his armor bearer just slew a whole garrison of Philistines just right before that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And here they are. No doubt Jonathan was right there in the midst of them. Abner was there, no doubt. He's a general. Amen. Glory to God. All of these great men. Hallelujah. And every time Goliath would go out and bellow, they'd all go running for the ditches.
Yeah.
And here come a young boy. Hallelujah, not old enough to be in the army, but big enough to tend the sheep. Here it comes down there, and old Goliath sticks his head up. Hey, amen, send me a man that'll fight with me. Hey, amen, if he be able to slay me, hey, amen, but that will serve you, and vice versa. Hallelujah. Everybody goes to dodging, darting, and hiding. And David's looking around.
Yeah.
Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defies the armies of the living God? This was a young boy that's been out tending sheep. Hallelujah, but he's been working on that responsibility. Amen, he's been out there working with that sling. He's done slayed a lion and a bear by the power of God. He's already known what God can do. Hallelujah, he's in awe that the armies of the living God. He's done experienced the power of God. I'll tell you what, how many's experienced the power of God in your life? He's seen God work and do things for you.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
God.
Yes, Lord.
And Brother Earl,
blessed be the name of the Lord.
I still believe that he had stones in his pocket because he slung that slingshot and practiced all the time. That too means he could have.
Yes, Lord.
Come on now.
Maybe he slung them all out while he was coming down there. I don't know. But when after he'd been in see Saul, I'm not going to preach all that. When he went down to get his ammunition, he said he didn't take Saul's armor and all. He said, I haven't proved that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In other words, I proved this, and God's proved it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And when God's unproved what he can do with the lion and the bear,
come on.
Hallelujah, I took him by his beard. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The old bear raised up. Amen. He just took him, slew him. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Where did he go to get his five stones? He went down into the brook.
Yeah.
Now it's believed that that day there's a land bridge there in between where Goliath was on one side of the land bridge, and the land bridge you come across, Philistines are over there, Israelites are over here. He's standing in the middle of that land bridge.
Yeah.
And here's the armies over here. Hallelujah. Under that land bridge is the lowest point. That's where no doubt the stream was in the brook.
Yeah.
And here comes David. Before he gets up there and crosses that land bridge, he goes down to the river, down to the brook, and he picks him out five smooth stones. He got to the lowest point that he could get to be able to get his ammunition. When you're in the valley, that's where you're going to get your ammunition to be able to fight the devil. That's where you're going to be able, when you go up against the next trial, to say, God did it for me then, and he'll do it again for me today. Hallelujah. I'll be able to get that stone out there and pull out that old smooth stone, amen, and say, this is what he slew Goliath with. This is what he slew COVID with. This is where he brought my home back together. This is where he healed me. This is where he saved me. I got that ammunition.
Praise God.
Glory.
Oh, Goliath fell and he laughed. And that's what the devil will do. He'll laugh at you.
Yeah.
All the while, he knows that that's a real power of God. He's really shaking in his shoes.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, John.
Holy God.
David, he came out there. He said, you come to me, hey, man, with the spear and the sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise
you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. God
heal. Praise
you, Lord. I see that still be God in the valley.
Holy.
Lift your hands. You may be going through it. You may be up against the toughest battle in your life.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Your home may be ready to pull apart. You may be up against sickness. You may be fighting cancer or something of that nature. You may be having trouble, amen, with finances. I don't know what it is, but you know what it is, and God knows what it is.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I come here as a man of God to tell you that the God that heals is the God of valley. He supplied when you was on the mountaintop, and he'll supply when you're in the valley. If you'll but trust him, he will be the lily of the valley. He will be the bright and morning star, and he'll bring you through. Hallelujah. And give you the victory that you need.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Holy, 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 amen, to attack and move forward. He can tell you to stand still. He can tell you to wait till they're going in the mulberry trees. Hallelujah. He can tell you to divide, amen, your forces and go around and encompass, amen, the enemy. Hallelujah. God's got the answer to your problem.
Yes, he does.
I don't have the answer for him.
Come on.
Your pastor can counsel you and give you many times the word from the Lord, give you wisdom from the word. But there'll be times that he don't know what the answer is.
Right.
Because God didn't give it to him to give to you.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But the God of heaven has every answer.
Right.
You might not understand the answer. You might not even like the answer.
Right.
But he's able. Because he's the God of the hills.
Yes.
And he's also the God of valleys. Bow your hands and just give it to the Father. We love you. I thank you, Holy Ghost. I feel your presence. Oh, glory to God. God, I pray that you would touch these people right now. Oh, God. Help us, Lord. I have seen thy valley. I see exactly where thou art at. And I will help thee if you will call on me. Am I not able? Am I not all powerful? Am I not all knowing? All things are possible with me. And I will help thee, but thou must call upon me. Thou must depend upon me. And thou must live for me. Come unto me. Come down quickly. And I will bless thee and help thee in thy time of trouble.
God, we praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Persuade.
Thank you, Lord, for your spirit in this place tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord, for this word of God.
Thank you.